Classic Hits, 98.7 WFGR. It's Craig Russell in the Afternoon Hustle in studio guest. Hello! Is Caitlin, what's your last name?
Pelham.
And you are a professional bull rider.
Yes, I'm trying to break in the professional circuit.
You're trying to break in?
Yeah, this will be my first one this weekend.
Oh my God.
Pros, yeah.
That's right. The PBR tour is coming to Van Andel Arena. It'll be there tomorrow night.
At 7:30.
Tickets are still available.
Starting at $10.
That's perfect.
It's a great family adventure.
Yeah, and now let's talk a little bit about you.
Okay.
You are going to be the only female bull rider there tomorrow.
Yes, I will.
Are there many female bull riders in general?
It kind of varies. I mean, we have a lot of them, but they kind of go up and down a lot because a lot of doors get closed in their faces and we can't ride in like high school rodeo and college rodeo and that sort of deal. And so they just do more so junior associations and open rodeos and kind of die out after a while.
Right. Because you go to Oklahoma State University and you're on the
I'm on the college rodeo team there.
But you can't ride bulls there.
No, the college association won't let me. And so I team rope and rope breakaway.
Now, can you be a collegiate and still do this? Is because this is professional.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You can. Uh-huh. This isn't like pro like football. You couldn't play for the pros and then go back a week later and play in college.
No, because we're considered a club sport, but we compete against the other colleges. I mean, it's a collegiate sport.
Oh, sure,
we just don't.
Sure. You can
NCAA thing. Rules is what
you can do the professional thing. That's not a big deal.
Yes.
So, are you good?
I think so.
What's your longest ride?
You only have to ride for 8 seconds, and then you get scored, and the highest score wins.
And have you won before?
Yeah, I've won a few. I've rode for about 13, 14 years, and I've won the state of California a couple times, and won a lot of open rodeos. And
Is bull riding a big collegiate? Is it a big collegiate sport?
Yeah, I mean, college rodeo in general is, and we have a lot of people go from there into the PRCA and go to the NFR, and go on to all sorts of deals.
Because unfortunately, in Michigan, we don't have a whole lot of. Mm-hmm. There's not a whole lot of rodeo teams in Michigan, at least Michigan or Michigan State or our state schools. But I'm sure more Midwest and out west.
Mm-hmm. Like yeah, there's a lot of them out there: Oklahoma, Texas, and California.
Who's your big rivals? In collegiate.
It varies. Oklahoma State University and Kansas State University are the only Big 12 schools that do it. And then the other ones are kind of the smaller universities like Panhandle State. They always have a really good rodeo team and Fort Hays and Fort Scott. And there's a lot of little schools.
Okay. I like to do a little thing called 5 questions. We're going to do a little abbreviated thing whenever I interview somebody famous.
Okay.
What is the strangest sight you've ever seen at a rodeo?
Too many to choose from. Strangest sight. I'm not for sure. There's too many. There's
no drunks falling out of the crowd and running onto the
That's not
ring.
Really strange, though, because it happens a lot every once in a while. So.
Okay, I guess.
In the crowd, I mean, we try to be good behind the shoots. So.
Sure. Favorite movie star?
Buddy the Elf, Will Ferrell.
All right, Will Ferrell. He's good. Okay. And I'll do one more. Is this your first time in Michigan?
Yes, it is.
It is. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And what do you think of Michigan so far?
It's all right. A lot of snow, so it's a lot colder than usual. But
we do get quite a bit of snow here.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to tell anybody about what's going on tomorrow night?
It's going to be really fun. I'm the only girl competing, so I should definitely come check it out. And the other guys that are going to be competing, they're really good, and they know what they're doing. We're kind of the minor league of the majors, and so the major league's built for a tough series, and they're in New York this weekend also.
Right, and they just finished up the Nationals
in Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Have you been to that before?
Mm-hmm. Oh, not competing, but I've been to watch.
Okay. There you go. PBR tomorrow night at Van Andel. Tickets are starting at just
$10.
$10, you can get them at Ticketmaster or at the box office.
Or just come walk up to the door and buy in there.
There you go. Caitlin, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for coming in. Bye. Classic Hits, 98.7 WFGR.